Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Ben Grimes. He's a leadership coach for lawyers, and we'll be talking to him about mastering leadership for lawyers. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome to the show, Ben. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but this topic will be of interest to a lot of people, a lot of lawyers across the world. So my first question to you is about when we talk about mastering leadership for lawyers, what does it mean? It means lawyers themselves are leaders in one way or the other. They are doing so many things. They are doing marketing. They are representing their clients. They are presenting all their ideas in front of the court of courts, litigation, preparing things, you know, much more than any other leader would do. So why do you put that there should be of a different sort of a leader? Is that leadership different sort of a leadership?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think lawyers do all of those things, and all of those things are the results or the components of leadership. But I think many lawyers do not see themselves as leaders, and especially young lawyers who are young in their careers don't see themselves as leaders. And one of the ways to excel as a lawyer, to be really successful, is to really embrace that leadership role. And one of the things that we often see in the legal profession when it comes to leadership is lawyers don't know how to build teams around their work, around their clients. And it's a critical skill. It's one that leads to business success. But because we're not thinking about ourselves as leaders and we're not learning these skills early on, it leads to kind of stagnation, professional stagnation.
Right. Help us understand this better, that they find it difficult to build teams around their clients. Means when they are all dealing with clients, they have a team in place, they have bigger firms have partners, and then it grows. Their revenue is good enough. Some people make a lot of money, their fees is, maybe it works better in that manner, or you want it a bit more of a corporate structure, even in legal firms or small lawyers who are growing up.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be formal or rigid structures. When I talk about growing teams, I'm talking about building relationships between folks. And so it may be two lawyers working together. It may be a lawyer and a paralegal, or a lawyer and a secretary or an investigator. There are lots of different shapes that these teams can take. But when I talk about building a team, I'm talking about building relationships that create opportunities for all of those people to work more efficiently, more effectively, and more enthusiastically together. Because when we're working enthusiastically together, then we're gonna create more value for our clients.
Right. So let's understand it from now the legal lawyer's point of view. Why is it so hard for them to get into this sort of leadership that you are trying to do?
There are two main reasons, I think. The first is the way we train lawyers, whether it's in law school, primarily in law school or wherever we're getting that education. Most legal education is focused on what I as an individual can produce. So I am doing my own studying, my own writing. I'm writing papers and taking tests, and it's all about what I can do. And very rarely in that legal education process are we inserting opportunities for people to work together to produce a product that's going to be reviewed. And then once we graduate and we become practicing lawyers, in our early career, it works very much the same way. Senior lawyers give us work to do, and all I see is my small piece of a client's case. And that's the only thing that I work on. And it's a rare instance when somebody early in their career gets an opportunity to see the broader case, or to work with a broader team in a way that requires them to work together. And what that means is when they become a senior lawyer, they don't have the skills to delegate work effectively or to give quality feedback or to supervise teams or to generate collaborative environments. And every generation of lawyers after that suffers because of that. And it's just kind of built into our process right now. And that's something that I would like to change.
Absolutely. So let's understand first your story. Means you were into the forces, into the armed forces, and there you were attorney, military attorney, if I understand. So there, how did you learn about relationships there? Yeah. And then try to bring to this part of the world. Help us understand through your own story.
Oh, absolutely. So my professional story started with my undergraduate degree, my university. I went to the United States Military Academy, so the West Point Military Academy. That's where the U.S. Army trains its future officers. It is the premier institution for learning leadership at that college age level. And when I graduated, I went out into the U.S. Army, not as an attorney, but as a helicopter pilot. And I spent the first 4 years of my military service as a helicopter pilot doing leadership. I was initially responsible for a platoon of soldiers and multiple helicopters, multiple million-dollar helicopters, and learning how to build teams and operate within a team. Sometimes where I was not the expert, sometimes where I was the expert, really gave me a chance to practice the skills that I had learned in school and put them, use them in the real world. Then I went to law school and stayed in the Army and then finished my 20-year career as an Army attorney, practicing criminal law and teaching law. And I got to continue that process of both learning leadership and building teams and being part of teams along the way. When I left the Army about 8 years ago, I realized that, and I knew this already, but I got to see it firsthand. I saw how little the rest of the legal community worldwide values or puts a premium on teaching people how to be leaders of others and how important it is.
Right. Now let's come to the relationship part, the power of relationship for lawyers.
Yeah.
Legal profession generally isn't it dependent on relationship itself when they get clients either through from references or through other firms? Then what is the different type of relationship that they can build? And the bigger part is how do they do that?
Yeah.
It is. Because what are the challenges in doing that? Help us understand.
And you're hitting on a distinction between referral relationships and business generating relationships, and then internal to the office peer right. relationships. And in those peer relationships, one of the things that's necessary for success is trust. It's very easy to accept a job and go and do the work and get paid, or to have an employee and you just pay them and work gets done. But when somebody is invested in the company, in the law firm, is invested in the client's outcome, is invested in supporting their boss because the boss has shown trust in them, then that you get greater loyalty, which reduces turnover within the law firm, which saves costs. You get a better output because people are just working harder. And so that it's internal to the law firm. I'm talking about building trust with our colleagues. And I'll come back to how to do that relatively simply in just a second. But then the other piece of that is referrals and client development. And there it's a similar concept of building trust, but there in that relationship, that client building relationship, you want to demonstrate both expertise and accessibility. And we often, if we don't think about how to do this in a thoughtful way, then we often are just like shouting at people about this is the case I can do and this is my experience, rather than demonstrating our experience by interacting with people and offering some value based on our education and our experience, even before they pay us. Now, when it comes to the internal trust building, this is relatively simple. It's not rocket science. It's curiosity. It's taking the time to have small conversations with people that are not work-related or not directly work-related. What I teach my folks is it's four questions. How are you doing? Just how are you doing? What are you working on? How is that going? And how can I help? Taking 3 minutes to have a conversation with a colleague or a subordinate and ask those four questions can create an opening of trust and dialogue. When we have trust and dialogue, all of a sudden it's easier for that subordinate attorney, that junior attorney, to ask questions and to be open to learning and to bring problems to the table before they become really big hurdles.
Right, Ben, right. So the problem is in the mindset, or is it a practical problem for lawyers to become leaders that you are talking about?
It's a little bit both. I mean, the mindset challenge is that many of us believe that we're either born leaders or we're not. And the reality is that leadership is a skill that can be developed, and we're not just born leaders. I mean, I can speak for myself. I don't think that I was born a leader. I was raised in a single mom household. My mother was a social worker with four kids, and we grew up pretty poor by standards in Pennsylvania in the United States. I didn't know how to pay for college, to go to college. And I was very fortunate to end up at West Point, because that is an institution that is free if you can get in. And I never would have imagined that I would be flying helicopters, leading people, deploying with soldiers and attorneys to Iraq, and helping doing nation building and support operations. I spent time in South Korea and Germany and all across the United States, and along the way have met, worked with, and built teams with people from all over the place. And it's not something, again, it's not something I would have expected. If you had asked me when I was 15, are you a leader? I would have said, no, probably not. But if you ask me now, I've absolutely learned to step into that leadership role.
Right, Ben. So let's understand in a different manner. In all the professions, all the work which are practice-based, either in terms of doctors, mm-hmm. either in terms of lawyers, or any other consultants, they generally tend to are very much hands-on. They want to be doing the things then, and not towards the administrative part of things. That's their nature. That's the way they have been. And when you talk of this part, either it does not come naturally to them, or they feel they will do it later, and it becomes too late.
Right.
Then if they leave one part, which is the strongest part of their character or their trait or their profession, then they feel that something else, this will be left behind and there will be nothing. What do you feel about this? Because even in individual clinics and all, that number is dropping very fast. I read a week back that around 70% of these clinics, now these are owned by companies rather than individuals. And that number is rising. More and more doctors are wanting to get into the bigger firm. They're selling their own clinics and all, mm-hmm. and moving on to, if that's what I could gather. Even in legal profession, either you will do a job with a bigger firm because then the headache is not there for your business and all. But if you are doing things for yourself, then you are focusing much more on client development and the real work that you are doing for the client. Help us understand then, with this sort of a mindset, how do you actually show them the benefit of, getting into this sort of leadership?
Yeah. So with lawyers in particular, we often think, and if you've ever hired a lawyer, you've probably seen the bill that comes back, and it's itemized by time in many cases. And one of the things that I do is talk to my clients about reframing how they think about their time. Because what we say is, oh, I can't afford to spend time building relationships with my associate attorneys. I can't afford to spend time asking about their day, or spend time an extra 20 seconds to give better feedback. And what I say is, don't think about it as spending time. Think about it as investing time. We invest money for a return without thinking too hard about it, but we don't think about time the same way. And when we can invest, and what I tell them is, if you can invest 5 minutes, that's in lawyer terms, that's 0.1 of an hour. And if you can invest 0.1 of an hour or 0.2 of an hour, 5, 10, 15 minutes, if you can invest that much time, and the return on that is 3 hours of better quality work from your associates, now all of a sudden we see a more practical and kind of visible return on the investment. And when we start to think about our time as, where do I want to invest my time, then it's a lot easier to choose to make that investment.
Right, Ben. So as a leadership coach, you know, for lawyers, when such lawyers come to you, what are the questions that they generally ask you? What is it that they want help in exactly?
Yeah, they want a couple different things. The first thing they want is some clarity about how to develop clients, especially for new partners in a law firm, or associates who've been practicing for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. They're starting to understand the business, and now they want to start developing their own clients. They want to know, where do those clients come from? They also want to figure out where they fit in the law firm. Even if it's a small firm, even if it's only two attorneys, or even if it's just one attorney and maybe two non-attorney staff, they're trying to figure out what that hierarchy looks like and how to relate to everybody that they have to work with. And what I work with them on is kind of three phases. One is understanding yourself. Two is building your team. And then three is developing that professional reputation and developing your client base.
Right, right, Ben. So now you have an online course, if I understand, through which you are helping lawyers become more confident, become a bigger sort of a leader.
Yeah, so that's
tell
right.
Tell us about that so that people can know.
So the online course is brand new. What I realized was, I only have so much time, right? I can only invest so much time in one-on-one clients. And my goal, my secret ambition, is to change the way lawyers interact with each other and practice law. I mean, that's what I'm after. But to do that, I have to reach more people. And so I've taken a lot of the work that I do with individual clients, and I've taken my own personal experiences and condensed it into an online self-study course for senior associates and for new law firm partners. And this is really good for anybody, but it's really focused on those new partners in a law firm who are looking to get better clarity on their own lives and kind of get balance back in their lives, because it's hard to become a lawyer and become successful. So they're looking for balance, they're looking for themselves. They're looking to develop teams and figure out where they fit within the law firm and within the profession. And of course, they're looking to develop business. And again, I've broken this down into three phases of work over the course of 4 months that folks can do on their own at their own pace. And with the goal of reaching more people, I just wanted to have a bigger impact. And so I'm offering this to folks. And this is brand new. You're the first person I get to talk to about it, because I've just put this together and just gotten everything in place and tweaked it the way that I wanted it. So it's brand new and available only for the last week. So this is it. This is the first time I get to talk about it.
Wonderful. I'll certainly put that thing in the YouTube description so that, you know, people can, more and more people can learn about it, know about it, take benefit of this particular opportunity. There is so much to learn about these things, much that you have to offer. And I'm sure a lot of people from the legal profession would want to know more about you, from you, about this course. So what's the best way for them to connect with you, Ben?
So the best way to connect with me is to reach out to me on LinkedIn. Ben Grimes. I'm on LinkedIn, or to email, you can email me directly at ben@bkgleadershipcoaching.com.
Wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KAJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you. This has been a fantastic conversation.